From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. Alex Chadwick is away. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up in New Hampshire, North Carolina Senator John Edwards tries to win by going micro, appealing to pocketbook issues. But first, we get the big picture from Slate's political columnist, Will Salatan, who's in New Hampshire. Hi, Will.
Hi, Madeline.
So you've covered politics for many years. How would you compare this year's New Hampshire primary to previous year's primaries there?
Well, it's been a long time since we've had this many candidates still alive in the New Hampshire primary, not just alive, but with a serious chance of scoring in the top three, which is generally the way the media determines who gets to go on. It's very closely packed. At the top is generally understood to be John Kerry. Some polls have him way ahead. Some polls have Howard Dean fairly close to him. And then you have basically Wesley Clark, Joe Lieberman, and John Edwards fighting it out for third.
And so what do the latest polls say?
Well, some polls indicate that Howard Dean may be coming back after his disastrous performance in Iowa. Other polls indicate that Dean is still well below Kerry with no chance of catching him. It sort of depends on which pollster's theory you want to believe, because pollsters, each of them uses they each use a separate screen to determine who they think is really going to vote on Election Day, and you don't know until Election Day which theory was right.
And you spent some time yesterday watching Massachusetts Senator John Kerry interact with voters. Let's hear a little of what he was saying to them at a rally yesterday.
Join me in the final hours of this campaign before New Hampshire has the privilege of casting the first votes in a primary. It's not just a privilege, it's a responsibility. And as Ted Kennedy said, all the world is looking at you.
And Will, is all the New Hampshire world looking at Kerry now?
Well, Governor Dean certainly hopes so, because in Iowa, all the world was looking at Governor Dean and asking, is this guy electable or not? A lot of voters decided he wasn't, and they turned against him in the final week in Iowa. He suffered what he thinks of as front-runner's disease, and Governor Dean is very happy to say he's not the front-runner in New Hampshire. The front-runner is Senator Kerry, and Governor Dean is certainly hoping that voters scrutinize Senator Kerry the same way and ask themselves, do we really want John Kerry, and if not, vote for one of the other candidates, hopefully Howard Dean. You know, what's really interesting what Senator Kerry said there to the New Hampshire voters about, it's your responsibility. This echoes something that he said in Iowa, which was, don't just send them a message, send them a president. He wants to put a lot of pressure on the voter to say, you're electing a president. It's because Howard Dean is a message candidate. You vote for Howard Dean to send the establishment a message to change the country. You vote for John Kerry if you're asking yourself, who is the safe, reliable guy to be president?
And speaking about Howard Dean and his infamous scream speech, it's been about a week now since that, where he got so boisterous after the Iowa caucuses and was mocked for that. Many commentators said that speech would be his Waterloo, would end his campaign, but it's been a week now, and a week is a long time in politics.
Oh, it's a very long time, and we pundits just can't get it right, can we? I mean, we think that if we predicted that candidate A was going to win last week, and candidate A loses and does something embarrassing to himself, he's finished. You know, we think that the opposite of predicting what we predicted last week is to predict the opposite, when in fact maybe we should learn from our mistake and stop making these absolute predictions that the candidate either can't be stopped or can't recover. I mean, it's quite possible that Howard Dean had a bad performance one week, has a good performance the next week, and is back in the game.
And now let's turn to a few of the other candidates. Senator Joe Lieberman and retired General Wesley Clark both skipped Iowa. So how important is New Hampshire for them?
Oh, it's crucial for them. They got a pass by skipping Iowa. They essentially withdrew from Iowa because each of them thought they couldn't finish in the top three, a decision that they may come to regret because John Edwards was also assumed to be unable to finish in the top three in Iowa, but he did so. So Clark and Lieberman skip Iowa. They get a pass, but they don't get two passes. If they don't finish in the top three in New Hampshire, a lot of commentators are going to look at that, and a lot of potential donors are going to look at that and say, I don't think these guys are viable to go on to the South and the West.
Opinion and analysis from Will Salatan. He writes the Ballot Box column for Slate, and he joined us from Manchester, New Hampshire. Thanks, Will.
Thanks, Madeline.